So in 2021, you might be hearing a little bit more about Bitcoin and the possibility, certainly in my opinion, that it may well be the most expensive thing on earth. Joining me to have a chat about it, to explain to us what it is Professor Jason Potts from RMIT University. Jason, how are you?
I'm very well, Andrew.
Jason, are you a bit like me that you wish you'd bought a Bitcoin back in the early days?
I think, don't we all wish that, but you know, who knows? It's still early days yet.
What is a Bitcoin exactly? Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, so a Bitcoin was the world's first cryptocurrency. And a cryptocurrency is a type of digital money on the internet that works through a distributed system. And what it basically means is that there's no bank or company behind it. It's all a distributed protocol in much the same way that email works. So it's the first digital money on the internet that actually works.
How does it have value?
Well, it has value because it has a very particular property, which is that it's scarce. It's provably, verifiably scarce. And any sort of scarce asset can function as a type of money in the same way that gold is scarce or reasonably scarce, which gives it value. Bitcoin is exactly the same, but it's a digital asset that is scarce. And that's the entire reason that it has value.
And is there anything stopping us creating our own Bitcoins? I mean, if somebody could set this up themselves a few years ago and say, listen, there's X number of these things, could I start one up tomorrow myself, Jason?
You absolutely could, and many people have. Bitcoin was the first one of them, but it's open source software. You can just take the software, download it, and fork it, push it back out, and you'll have your own cryptocurrency. The problem is that doesn't really have much value unless anyone else is using it. So Bitcoin was the first one to be developed, but it's also has the biggest network. So a lot of other people are using it. There's a lot of thousands and thousands of computers are running the Bitcoin software. So it has very powerful network effects, and it's those network effects that make it valuable. But there's nothing stopping you, Andrew, from setting up your own cryptocurrency.
Other than just, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing about it. Jason, when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency, though, it is a very volatile market. Whenever you go to any of the places that you can buy it, there's usually a huge warning saying this is a very volatile market. Why is it like that?
It's volatile. It's a very new technology. So Bitcoin, the protocol, the technology, was only invented 12 years ago. Which is basically yesterday in the history of technology. So we're still at the very early stages of, it's still experimental, it's still being developed. I mean, it's still figuring out the use aspects of it. It's still growing as a market. So that volatility just really comes from it being very early on. The other factor is that there has been relatively little sort of certainty around its regulatory treatment, its tax treatment. Various countries have tried to ban it at various stages. So that kind of political and legal uncertainty also fed into its volatility. But in the past year or so, a lot of that has started to evaporate. More laws and regulations have firmed up around it. A lot more institutional investors have started to come on board. So it's started to become more mainstream. So I think we can expect that volatility to start to decline going forward. But it's still very early, and it's still crazy volatile.
So ultimately, one day, it could become a secure investment?
At the moment, it is just simply another asset class that has some particular properties, including volatility. But it's also, because it is a sort of, it's a new digital technology of money that works. And that's a really interesting technology to have. So I think a lot of people are looking at this and seeing the potential upside. If this really does take off, it becomes a base layer for an entire digital economy. And that potential upside offsets against the volatility that we see right now. So again, it's an asset that is increasingly being chosen to have in a mixed portfolio of other assets. There's certainly a lot safer assets you can have, but this one does have some significant potential upside for investors wanting to hold that.
Well, just before you go, I'm going to throw out a heap of terrible puns, but we live here in the Hunter Valley where mining is a huge part of our industry, and I would like to dig a little bit deeper when it comes to Bitcoin to discuss the mining thereof it, but we don't have the time for that. Jason Potts, thank you very much for joining us to explain Bitcoins today.
My pleasure, Andrew. Anytime.